Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Saints, welcome to today's Seed Time and Harvest broadcast. I'm Bishop Hutchinson. I'm so blessed, I'm so privileged and highly favored to have this opportunity to come and speak life to you today. Thanks to God. Hallelujah. We're continuing with our series of studies dealing with messianic prophecies, and we're going to continue with a lesson today entitled The Messiah Came to Save Us. We're going to talk about today how the Messiah's birth was foretold, and we're going to understand why the Old Testament prophecies about Jesus are important today. So I pray that you will have your Bible, paper, and pencils, that you will be prepared to take notes, study along with us, thanks to God. I encourage you to do this because I want you to be able to search the Scriptures to see whether the things that we say or not are true or not. So many times, you know, we're approaching what we call the Christmas season here around the world. In many other places, we'll be observing what we call Christmas celebrations. But we want to make sure that we understand that it's not just a season that we're talking about. And we also want to understand what the Old Testament said about the coming Messiah. So that when we embrace this season, we embrace all that the prophecies have spoken concerning our Savior, Jesus Christ. So I'm going to give you our central truth and key verse in just a moment. And I also want to just thank each and every one of our partners who are praying for this ministry, supporting this ministry financially. We thank God for all of those who are meeting as part of our cell church network through Christ Universal Church all around the world, and we would love to connect with you also. Our phone number where we can be reached is 678-278-9622, or you can visit our main website, which is Amazing Grace Ministries, www.agministries.net. Praise the Lord. We want to hear from you. Somebody say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. For we have a Messiah who has come to save us. And so here's our central truth and key verse for today's lesson. Our central truth is Old Testament prophecies about the birth of the Messiah were fulfilled by Jesus. The key verse we're looking at is coming from Micah chapter 5, verse 2. And let's take a look at both the King James Version as well as the New International Version for your hearing. The King James Version of Micah 5 and 2 says, "Thou, Bethlehem, out of thee shall come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting." The New International Version reads, "But you, Bethlehem, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times." Let us get a word of prayer and thanks to God. Hallelujah. Father, we magnify and we glorify you today. We exalt your holy name. We thank you for the prophetic words that have been spoken thousands of years ago concerning our Messiah, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for we can rely on your word. We can trust your word today. And as we study these lessons, may your word come alive for us. May our faith be renewed. May we be energized in our worship, in our celebration of our King Jesus, the Messiah. Father, I pray now that in the name of the Messiah Jesus, that healing will manifest in the bodies of those who may be suffering with infirmity. I thank you that the name of the Messiah Jesus will be manifested in the lives of those who are lost and searching for salvation today. Father, I thank you that the name of the Messiah is being proclaimed upon those who are suffering with lack or poverty today. Bring wholeness and healing and prosperity into our lives in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Messiah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise the Lord. Good to hear from you today, thanks to God. We're continuing with our studies coming from a series dealing with messianic prophecies over the last couple of weeks. If you've been following along with us, We've been studying about the scriptures that foretold the Messiah's birth. And as we approach this another year of Christmas celebration, may these words reinvigorate our faith today. Now, as we study this week's lesson, we're going to focus on this, saints. We're going to perceive that the birth of Jesus Christ was foretold in Scripture, and I pray that we will worship him as the promised Messiah. We know Jesus says to a woman at the well in Samaria that the Father seeks those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. So whether you have Christmas presents around a Christmas tree, whether you have a Christmas tree or not, you have the greatest gift that has ever been given to humanity, and that gift is the Son of God, Jesus Christ, our Messiah. Somebody say hallelujah and amen. So here are the 3 points of outline that I want to speak with you about today, saints of God. If you're taking notes, the first thing I want to talk with you about today is our Messiah was born of the Virgin. Born of the Virgin. This is part of the supernatural signs that God said he will reveal to those to so we can recognize the Messiah when he came. We're also going to understand in that section that God is with us. Not just then, but he is with us even now. Our second point of outline is born in Bethlehem. We're going to see that he was prophesied from ancient times and that the word of the prophecy was confirmed by the Magi. And the third and final point I want to talk with you about today, saints, is he was born heir of David's throne. We're going to see that through Jesus Christ, David's line was confirmed, and that Jesus has come to establish an everlasting kingdom. So these points of outline will validate for us that the word of God that was spoken by the prophets has indeed been fulfilled in the birth of Jesus Christ today. There are also at least 3 points of outline that I want you to get out of this lesson, saints. Because with all of our getting, we want to get understanding. One of the things I want you to be able to recall from this lesson is I want you to be able to recount numerous Old Testament prophecies that point to Christ as the Messiah. Also want you to be able to explain the importance, place that the Old Testament prophecy holds in proclaiming Christ to the world today. A lot of times we think that the proclamation of Christ begins with the New Testament scripture. But the New Testament scriptures are just a record of the fulfillment of Old Testament scripture. Somebody said, thank you, Jesus. And the third and final thing I want you to be able to get out of this week's lesson is I want you to worship God for the promise of the Messiah. Hallelujah. Somebody just give God praise now for our Messiah, for his coming, for his death, resurrection. But unless he came, he could not have died. And if he had not have died, he would not be resurrected. And if he had not been resurrected, he would not return again. Somebody ought to give God praise today. Yes, we're talking about the Messiah that came to save us in this week's lesson. So let me give you some of the study text. There's a lot of study text that in reference for this lesson. I may not get a chance to read it all, but let me give them to you so that you can search the scriptures yourself and meditate upon them following the broadcast. Some of the study text we're using is coming from Numbers chapter 24, verses 15 to 17. We're also going to make reference to 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 16 to 17, Isaiah chapter 7, verses 10 to 14, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, as well as Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 5. We're also going to take a look at Micah chapter 5, verse 2, which was our central key verse today. And then in the New Testament text, we're going to look at Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 16 and verse 17. We're also going to look at verses 22 through 25 of Matthew 1. And then Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. And I have two more for you. We're going to make reference to Luke chapter 1, verses 34 through 35, as well as Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. So that's the script study text that we're using for this week's lesson, saints. I pray that you will search those scriptures out for yourself as well. Now, let's talk about the introduction for this week's lesson, the Messiah's birth foretold, for we have a Messiah that came to save us, saints of God. So here's the first question I want to ask you to begin this week's lesson. Why are the Old Testament prophecies about Jesus important? Well, we can need to understand today, children of God, that prophecy can be a difficult subject for many. Some may struggle with its relevance to their lives. Yet, I want you to know today, within literally hundreds of Old Testament prophecies, we find the foundation of our faith as Christians that Jesus is the promised Messiah, the Savior of our souls. This is why the study of the prophecies that we're looking at today is important to us and relevant to us today. For unless these things are true, nothing else is true about Jesus. So we're going to renew our hope and faith in the one who came to save us this week. Praise the Lord. Now, also, I want you to think about this, children of God. If someone asks you where to find the Christmas story in Scripture, what would you tell them? Well, the most obvious response that most of us would give would be to turn to the beginning of the Gospels. And the Gospels are the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in the New Testament. But in today's lesson, we're going to see that Scripture, even Old Testament Scripture, has much more to say about Christ's birth and its surprising place that it occurred. So as we will see today, children of God, the Old Testament prophets can serve an important role in the lives of Christians today. And as we search what they said about Jesus, we can see how many specific prophecies he fulfilled. So such a reminder can bolster our faith, children of God, and it can even prepare us to better explain Jesus, somebody said with me, Jesus, to help us to better explain Jesus to those who need him as Savior. Hallelujah today. We're talking about the Messiah's birth, the Messiah that came to save us. Now let's take a look at our first point of outline, which is born of a virgin. Now why is this important? Because it was prophesied in the book of Isaiah that the coming Messiah would be born of a virgin. So in order for Jesus to be recognized as the one the prophet spoke of, the things that they prophesied had to be true concerning him. So let's take a look at Isaiah chapter 7, verses 10 through 14 quickly. And you'll see where it reads, I'm looking at the NIV, it says this: Again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, which was a prophet, ask the Lord your God for a sign. This is the king of Israel here. Ask the Lord for a sign, whether in the deepest depths or in the highest heights. But Ahaz, the king, said, I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to the test. Then Isaiah, the prophet, said, Hear now, O house of David. Is it not enough to try the patience of humans? Will you try the patience of God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a supernatural sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and call him Emmanuel. Hallelujah. So we're going to see in the New Testament also that this scripture was fulfilled regarding Jesus Christ. But we see here the prophecy is going forth to the prophet Isaiah that one of the supernatural signs that will point the world to who Jesus is the virgin birth. Hallelujah. Now, we can also take a look now at the New Testament scripture. If you would, go ahead and turn or make note of Matthew chapter 1. Let's see if this scripture was fulfilled in regards to Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 1, we can start reading in verses 22 through 25. Verse 22 says this: All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet Isaiah. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him. He took Mary home as his wife, but he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. So we see the one that was identified as Emmanuel, that is God with us, is Jesus. So there's another scripture that I want to give you to validate this point, thanks to God, because unless we establish this central truth as valid throughout the scriptures, our faith, our celebration, the whole Christmas season is simply just a holiday or tradition that man has to practice their own festivities. But it is so much more than just a holiday. It is so much more than a festive season or a time of year. This is the moment of recognition of the coming of the Messiah who came to save us. Somebody ought to give God praise. Yes, we see in the scriptures today that the Messiah's birth was foretold. One more scripture here. Look at Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. Let's see another scripture that speaks to it. Verse 34, it reads, "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." Hallelujah, somebody. We're talking about how the Messiah's birth was not only foretold, but how the Messiah's birth was fulfilled by Jesus Christ. Glory to God in the highest, saints. So we see, if you look at these scriptures that I just read to you, that more than 7 centuries before Christ's birth, the prophet Isaiah foretold of this world-changing event. And what we may consider to be an unexpected way. You see, it talks about the fact that King Ahaz, which was a wicked king of the northern kingdom of Judah, faced a threat from the king of the southern kingdom of Israel, as well as from the king of Damascus. This is some of the backdrop for Isaiah's prophecy. And then we see that Isaiah declared to Ahaz that he would prevail if he trusted God. And the same is always true for us, saints of God. This is a word for all of us who are looking for strength, for hope, guidance, direction, healing, provision, whatever it is. We will prevail if we trust God. So in order to encourage Ahaz, like I pray this message will encourage somebody today. In order to encourage Ahaz, the Lord offered him a supernatural sign. Anything could be his if he would put his trust in the Lord. And again, I'd like to repeat to each and every one of you listening to my voice today that the very same thing is true for you today. Anything can be yours if you put your trust in the Lord. But we see in this particular text that King Ahaz refused. And then Isaiah responded with a now familiar prophecy that God would give a sign, not to Ahaz, but to the whole house of David. Isaiah said that in due time a virgin would conceive and deliver a son, and they would call him Emmanuel, which is God with us, the Messiah, or Jesus. So we see, saints, that God will do for you what is impossible for you to do. But I want you to know today that with God, this is what Isaiah was trying to get King Ahaz to understand, that with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. And we see that this scripture did not fulfill itself until centuries later. But how many of you know that God is not slack concerning his promises, not only his promises to Ahaz and to the house of David, but God is not slacking concerning his promises to you and I either. Hallelujah, somebody. And we see that centuries later, that prophecy found fulfillment as Mary learned that she would bear the Holy One that we read in Luke chapter 1. You see, because Mary was a virgin, her giving birth would represent that supernatural miracle that Isaiah prophesied. We also see that Joseph, to whom Mary was espoused, he also received the message, as we read about in Matthew chapter 1. And although initially he was taken aback, as most of us would be, Joseph responded to the angel in faith. Somebody said he responded in faith. And he followed through in marrying and supporting Mary. Or a lot of us stumble right here at this point, thanks to God. A lot of us do not respond in faith when doubt comes to us. Joseph doubted, but the scripture says he responded in faith, and then he followed through. Or some of you right now need to receive this. You may not see your way, but God has spoken a way. And I want you to grab this in the spirit, that you will respond by faith, and that you will follow through on whatever God is speaking to you today. And also we see, saints, that most importantly, in order for Mary to fulfill the prophecy, he had to abstain from consummating the marriage until Christ was born. So we see here that the words of Isaiah were miraculously fulfilled through Mary and this virgin birth of Jesus. Saints, what we need to understand as believers and followers of Christ today is that the doctrine of the virgin birth is vital to Christians. Without it, Jesus is just a man rather than fully God and fully man. While many may scoff and reject these beliefs, we can rest in the confidence that Scripture was fulfilled and that God is with us. So we see why the virgin birth of Christ is so very important. So as we sing the Christmas carols and as we see manger scenes, let's understand what happened behind the scenes with this prophecy concerning Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord, somebody. Let's look at our second point of outline. We have established through Scripture that Jesus was born of a virgin, and not only that, the Scripture was also specific, so it couldn't just be pointing to anybody, any woman that was having a baby that day. It had to be a virgin woman who was giving birth, and she had to give birth in a specific town. And she had to give birth in a specific way, that they would find the child laying in a manger, hallelujah, wrapped in swaddling clothes. So you see, when the scriptures, when the prophecies concerning Jesus went forth, they went forth with so much specificity that it could not be mistaken to be anyone other than Jesus Christ. So in addition to the fact that he would be born of a virgin, it says that he would be born in Bethlehem. If you will take a look at Numbers chapter 24, verses 15 through 17, you will see that. You also see it in our key verse that we read in Micah chapter 5, verse 2, where it says again that, "But you, Bethlehem, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel." So Jesus was born in Bethlehem, the house of bread. For he is the bread of life to all of humanity. Somebody ought to give God praise. Yes, today we're talking about the Messiah that came to save us, how Jesus' birth was prophesied, and how the prophecies concerning the Messiah have been fulfilled through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Saints, it just is exciting to know that your faith is based on a solid foundation of Scriptures, a solid foundation of God's Word that cannot fail. Glory to God. So, again, as we look at Numbers 24, Micah chapter 5, verse 2, as well as Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 6, we will see again where Jesus was born. Not only how he was born through the virgin, but where he was born. So many people would expect the Messiah, a king, being fully God and fully man, to be born amid much pomp and circumstances. Many of us would assume that he will be born in a position of great authority and respect. But that's what makes some of the Old Testament prophecies of Christ so surprising to people today as well. To many people who lived then, they were expecting a king to be born as all kings were, in pomp, ceremony, and circumstances. But as we look at the prophecy of Micah in Micah 5 and 2, he foretold the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem, a humble, insignificant town in the region of Judah. Now, this is critical, saints, because of its specificity. It ruled out almost anyone who might try to rise up as an impostor to Jesus. It also pointed to Christ's humble life, which was marked by sacrifice. So what a profound role for one who was from ancient times, pointing to Christ as the eternal Son of God, and he will ultimately bring victory for God's people over all their enemies, as was prophesied in Numbers chapter 24, verses 15 to 17. But before he comes back as that ruler, he came as a servant. We can see in Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 6, it highlights the humble nature of Jesus' coming. The Magi had no idea where to seek the king until the star led them there, because Jesus is the light of the world, thanks to God. So many today seek the truth and wisdom that Jesus offers. Though they may struggle to accept his sayings, for them we can echo the voice of Scripture declaring that from old that Jesus, born in Bethlehem, is the Savior. Glory to God. Somebody give God praise today. Let's take a look at our third and final point of outline, which confirms the Scriptures even more. Not only was he prophesied to be born of a virgin, not only was he prophesied to be born in Bethlehem, but he was prophesied to be an heir of David's throne. You can look at 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 16 to 17, Isaiah 9 and 6, also Isaiah 11, 1 through 5, as well as Matthew 1, verse 1 and verse 16 to 17. And finally, take a look at Romans chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. You'll see how Matthew outlines a genealogy, such as the one that we find that points directly to Jesus. Now, many people may say, why would Matthew take the time to write this? Because God understood that the Scriptures had to be fulfilled so that people could recognize Jesus as the fulfillment of the Scriptures, that Jesus is indeed the Messiah that was prophesied to come to save us. So if you take a moment to read the Old Testament Scriptures that I gave you at the beginning of this point, in them you will find critical prophecies of Christ, especially noteworthy for their specificity. It is clear that Jesus would come from David's line. Matthew 1 affirms that through Joseph, Jesus was legally part of David's lineage, even though Jesus was physically born of Mary. Again, this provides important affirmation that the Old Testament pointed to Jesus with supernatural accuracy, saints. You see, Christ's lineage, especially identifying him as king of God's people, also has eternal significance. If you look at Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, it affirms that he, Jesus, fulfills all messianic prophecies. From the line of David comes the one who will reign in heaven over all of God's people forever, just as it said in the Scriptures that we read in the Old Testament. Saints, what a marvelous promise this is to us. Jesus is our King. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords forever, just as the prophets have promised. So what are we going to do with this message that we have received on this day? Let it not just be another season of celebration. Let it not just be another season of festivity, but let it be a season to recognize our King. If you have already come to know Christ, worship him in spirit and truth. If you yet to place your faith in the Messiah, you're looking for hope, you're looking for salvation, Jesus is the Messiah that came to save us. We understand that prophecy can be a difficult study for most any Christian, but Bible prophecy books make for heavy reading for a lot of people. Sometimes it can be difficult to understand, and sadly, sometimes prophecy is misapplied and leaves people reluctant to explore its teaching. So, but it is important to understand why prophecy is important, saints. We need to be reminded that the Bible writers accurately described Jesus coming centuries before his birth. So as we celebrate that birth, our joy is enriched by the assurances and promises we find in the Word. So take a moment to evaluate how you really know about the prophecies of Jesus' birth, what you might be able to learn from these scriptures that will enhance your faith in practice, and ask God to strengthen your desire to understand the Scriptures, and may we rejoice in the promises that they give. God bless you, saints, the Messiah that came to save us, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.